One of my favorite value propositions was the value proposition of my friend Hardy Holland. Hardy worked in the Atlanta office of Bank of America. When I went to work there, one of the things that I did was take a lot of the top producers out. Hardy was among the top four or five reps in that particular office. And as we sat down, he said, "Let me tell you a little bit about my business. And in fact, before I do, let me just tell you that if you ever have a situation where you've got a problem account that's just a headache, and you've got an advisor who's just kind of given up on it, and you're wondering what to do, look no further. Those are the people that I love to work with," which was kind of unusual. You know, that's not normally the type of thing that you would hear from a financial advisor. And I asked him, "Well, why do you love working with those people?" And he says, "Because it gives me an opportunity to show the clients that I not only can talk the talk, but I can also walk the walk. In fact, I tell people what I do is I help untie their financial knots." Now, that's a beautiful example of an audio tagline, a little boiled down bumper sticker to tell people what you do when they ask, that very frequently is going to get people to engage. Remember, we said one of the things that we got to do is when we tell them what we do, they've either got to say, "Boy, do I need to see you," or "Financial knots. What are financial knots?" And he had taught this to his bankers. In fact, he was known as the guy to bring the big problem accounts to. So when these bankers were out having conversations about people's money, and they say, "Oh my God, you know, I'm about ready to pull my hair out," it was very easy for the banker to say, "Sounds like you have some financial knots." To which the client would almost always say, "Financial knots? What are financial knots?" In which case, the bankers would go into Hardy's value proposition, which was, this is the banker talking, "You know, I don't know if you're like a lot of the clients that I deal with who have found the more money that they've got, the more problems that come along with it." They would say, in fact, I've had a couple of people recently who have said, "You know, if I could, I'd give all of my money away if I knew the problems would go away with it." Problem is, of course, give away the money, but you're still, in all likelihood, going to own the problems. Now, if we're still getting buy-in here, they would say, "Now, I can sense I'm kind of striking a chord in you. And if that's the case, let me make a suggestion. I want to introduce you to my investment partner. In fact, he's not just a single partner. He's a whole team of people. He's got five people on his team who will seek to understand exactly where you are, exactly where it is that you want to go, and only then will they begin to untie those financial knots. And the benefit to you is not only are they very good at solving problems, the next time you hit a pothole in the road, you've already got a team in place who knows exactly how to untie these knots. If you'd like, I can pick up the phone and see if there's a time on his calendar that he could meet with you over the course of the next few days. Would you like me to place the call?" Now, Hardy didn't have any branch relationships. He had grown beyond that, and he was looking for something very specific. But he did an excellent job positioning himself as the go-to guy for anybody with problems among a series of bankers, among a whole group of outside centers of influence, because that's the same story that he's going to tell CPAs and estate planning attorneys and charitable trust attorneys and all of those guys, and me. We sit down to have lunch, and what's his first thing? He's selling so that if I'm sitting there as the manager working with a problem account thinking, "Man, I've got a headache," who's the first guy that I'm going to think of? Hardy Holland. Absolutely a brilliant strategy and perfectly executed.